This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with another edition of Issues of the Environment. Our collective focus is almost entirely centered on COVID-19 and the impacts it's having on the various aspects of our lives. We've been covering as much of that as we can fit on the air for you and have a coronavirus page dedicated for you that covers all WEMU and NPR stories on COVID-19 and our lives. You'll find it at WEMU.org. Today, we're going to, among other things, explore COVID-19 and water. Brian Steglitz is the Water Treatment Services Manager for the City of Ann Arbor, and thank you for joining us, Brian. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Threat of spreading COVID-19 through the water supply is minimal at worst. In fact, the CDC says there's been no detection in water supplies anywhere at this point. Has the outbreak and its various impacts changed the manner in which the water is being treated in Ann Arbor at all?
No, it has not changed the manner in how the water has been treated.
New measures have been put into place and advances continue in the effort to remove all PFAS from drinking water. Are those systems something that would be effective in removing any small virus contaminations as well?
Well, in drinking water, we use this premise called the multiple barrier approach to treatment. So we have several barriers that different contaminants have to pass through in order to get to the theoretically into the drinking water supply. So the barrier that we use for PFAS removal is our filters. For virus, we're primarily using the disinfection barriers that we have in place, and we have two. That are both extremely effective at dealing with virus, that being ozone and chloramines. So we're not necessarily using the same barrier for all contaminants, and the virus, again, are using disinfection versus filtration primarily.
And that disinfection has proven very effective over the years, and we don't see it as any kind of issue as we continue to have our minds and top-of-mind focus on COVID-19, right?
Agreed. Correct.
And I just wanted to further reiterate for folks, we continue to wash our hands with great frequency. And from your experience, again, no cause for concern in having more contact with the tap water, right?
No, the tap water is absolutely the best source for addressing this pandemic. Washing hands 20 seconds, you know, as the CDC recommends, with soap is extremely effective at protecting people from transmitting the virus, and soap is actually really effective at inactivating the virus just because of the nature of how it works. So we encourage people to use the tap water for drinking and for personal hygiene.
Sometimes when we're in crisis situation or we're experiencing great anxiety, we tend to overcompensate in some areas. The tap water in Ann Arbor remains perfectly safe to drink. It is advised to use for maintaining our hygiene to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. So the run on bottled water at grocery stores is pretty much unnecessary, isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree. It's absolutely unnecessary for the City of Ann Arbor water customers and really, you know, any municipal water supply customers.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. And as we continue to explore COVID-19 and water with Brian Steglitz, Brian is Water Treatment Services Manager for the City of Ann Arbor. In the effort to prevent the spread of coronavirus, Brian, we are using a good number of chemicals more frequently and in greater amounts. A lot of that ends up getting washed down our drains, put into the sewer system through our washing machines and the like. Is the wastewater treatment set up to accommodate those kind of increased disposal levels?
Wastewater is not my purview, but yes, our wastewater treatment plant is not having any issues or concerns associated with products people are using that are getting down the drains. Now, you know, one of the things that is a concern on the wastewater side is people who are using disinfectant wipes. Those should not be going into the sanitary sewer system and toilets. It's really important that those are disposed as a solid waste, you know, in trash, because those wipes do not degrade and they can end up clogging the sewer system. So,
and that becomes a very expensive fix, doesn't it?
It does. So we're trying to get the message out on that to make sure our customers know that disinfectant wipes should not be flushed down the toilet.
Water treatment is considered a part of the city's essential services. So are your staff and operations running at full capacity at this point, as much of the rest of the city and area is fully shut down?
We're running in a reduced capacity right now. So we have several staff, including myself, who are primarily telecommuting. We can complete most of the duties that we need to do remotely. So that opportunity is available. We're taking advantage of that. Obviously, we need people on site to operate the facility. So we're using sort of the minimum staff we can to execute all the things think are important to do. So we've reduced some of our service levels. We're not doing some of the additional analytical testing we do for customers who are not related to sort of the general day-to-day delivery of drinking water to our customers. So we're at a reduced level in order to make sure that our staff is safe and protected and can handle taking care of family members at home. So we're trying to accommodate, you know, their needs as well as making sure the system can continue to run adequately and safely.
As we move into spring and summer every year, I know there are a number of planned projects on the books. For this year, 2020, in which we're facing most unusual circumstances, are projects going to be put off?
We're evaluating that currently. Some projects that aren't necessarily critical may be delayed. Right now, we have halted some construction projects that are occurring at the water treatment plant, again, in order to protect transmission and cross-contamination between contractors on site and city staff. So there will be delays in several construction projects for sure, but we'll continue to evaluate how that impacts the long-term schedule of these things as we see how long we have to be in this, you know, sort of reduced operational state. Hopefully not too long.
Well, yeah, most certainly, but it's going to last at least several more weeks, perhaps into summer or beyond. So in your estimation, are there projects that have to be done this year that can't be put off despite what we're experiencing with COVID-19?
I think that I don't have an answer for that other than we're going to continue to evaluate the current projects that we have and what can be delayed. I think we'll be able to accommodate most with some schedule modifications, and there may be some that are put off for a year, but anything that we feel is critical to maintaining the infrastructure, we will continue to do. And obviously, with the governor's executive order, anything that we feel is critical to maintaining the water system operation is permitted under the current order, and we would proceed with those projects as needed.
Once again, we're talking with Brian Steglitz, the Ann Arbor Water Treatment Services Manager, on WEMU's issues of the environment. The COVID-19 crisis has thrown everyone's budget off kilter, and we don't know the true impacts of that because we're still in the midst of it. The city of Ann Arbor is certainly being impacted. Has there been any budgetary impact on your department to this point?
There will be some budget impacts associated with some delays on some capital projects. Because we will be sort of disrupting the schedule and asking some contractors to stand by. We're still figuring out what those impacts are. We may have some overtime associated with staffing the plant in certain situations. And the water demands have decreased. Obviously, a lot of businesses aren't operating. So from that perspective, our revenue source is down a little because we're not selling as much water. So we'll be looking at all of these things over the coming weeks and months. But I feel like we're well positioned to manage them moving forward.
With all of the uncertainty, it seems uncertainty is the only certainty. As we continue to deal with the PFAS and 1,4-dioxane issues and all the challenges that different forms of pollution bring to your job and function, can we say that not only are we going to maintain function, but we're going to continue to see the systems put in place that will not only further protect but improve the quality of water in Ann Arbor?
Yeah, at this point, for sure. At this point, we're not changing any of our strategies. We're still continuing to communicate with our customers. We're not planning on adjusting any of the treatment that we have planned or have in place in terms of water quality protection. So no changes in respect to the product that we're anticipating to continue to deliver to our customers.
Well, I think that is a pretty optimistic point to end on. I'd like to thank you for the time and the information, Brian.
Thank you.
That is Brian Steglitz, Water Treatment Services Manager for the City of Ann Arbor. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner and is heard every Wednesday. For more information on today's topic and to visit the coronavirus crisis page, head over to WEMU.org for all you need from both WEMU and NPR. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.